You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Rattle off. These lines are full. Everybody who's on hold, when we come to you, one question we're going to ask is what your big plans are for this weekend.
Yep.
So that we can live vicariously through you.
Impress us.
Maybe be a little jealous. Yeah. Let's see. First person through today was Jonas. Hi, Jonas. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, Jonas.
You got me concerned, Jonas, that we're going to a dud. I don't want
no,
that.
No, no, he's not a dud. Leave him alone.
I'm not a dud.
Not a dud. Well, what are you doing?
You to get one of those little buttons, you know, that you can put on your shirt, and it just needs to say, I am not a dud.
Not a dud.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
A bit surprised, though.
What are you doing this weekend, dude?
No exact plans right now. Just doing the young Denver, probably a lot of binge drinking.
Mm. Well, that's healthy.
Oh, we've all been there. Don't lecture him. Now you call him a dud, and now you're lecturing him.
I'm a little concerned about Jonas.
Why? He's a young guy out there having fun out on the town.
I'm just saying, I'm a little concerned about Jonas. That's all. What are you going to do with your life, Jonas? That's what I want to know.
I'm actually a chemical engineer.
There
it is. Now you've impressed Dom.
Yeah, until you're drunk and you like set something on fire
no,
in your lab.
You won't. Stay out of the lab.
The amount of aerospace engineers who drink all the time, those are the people making their planes.
Should we be concerned about this, Jonas? Is that what you're telling us?
That's funny.
They're
not falling out of the sky.
Concerned after Boulder, at least.
Let me tell you something.
Oh,
I watched a documentary, I think it was just about 2 weeks ago. It was a documentary about Boeing, and it was about the 737 MAX. Do you remember those ones that got grounded because of a couple of accidents?
Yes, I do.
It was a fascinating documentary. And I highly recommend it.
That's Jonas and his people drinking too much.
Drunk Jonas, that's right.
Oh. All right, let's be my nickname now.
Drunk Jonas? Yeah,
Drunk
DJ.
Jonas, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, DJ, here you go. Let's play a rattle off. We're going to give you a category, and you have 10 seconds, Mr. Chemical Engineer, to come up with five examples. Yep. You ready?
One more time. I actually just cut out the second you said it.
Oh, my God.
I told you I'm concerned about Jonas.
You're drunk right now, man.
I hope not. I'm driving.
A timer is going to start with 10 seconds. We're going to give you a topic. You got to reel off five things in 10 seconds that have to do with that topic. Capiche?
Yep.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay. Okay, Jonas, your letter is L, as in love, loser, lackadaisical, llama, letter.
Laxative.
Laxative is a good one. Your letter is L. In 10 seconds, we need five traditional boys' names that end in L.
Ooh.
Five traditional boys' names that end in L. You can do it. Ready and go.
Bill. What? Will.
Yeah, there's Bill. There's Will. There's
Michael.
Phil. Michael is Michael. A big one. Yeah. There's a bunch.
You know what?
I want to tell you, as much as I'm worried about you, Jonas, I still really enjoy talking to you.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, Jonas. See you later,
Thanks, buddy.
Bye.
Be safe.
Nah, tear it
I
up.
I feel like I took all the wind out of his sails.
You really did. You really, really did. You can't just let people have fun.
I picked up on a certain something. Jacqueline
He's
knows what I'm talking
college
about.
Kid.
No. Jacqueline knows what I'm talking about. That there was something about him that had me concerned. Were you a little bit worried about Jonas, Jacqueline?
Mm. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm not alone in this area.
All right.
I can read people is the thing. Yeah, I read people.
Very good.
Let's
very good
read Jacqueline then. What's her deal?
Well, I haven't talked to her enough yet. Let me start by asking, what's your big plans for the weekend?
I am going to support my niece and her high school basketball team that made playoffs.
Ooh, that's nice.
Exciting.
Yes.
I just went to a high school basketball game a couple weekends ago, and it was a blast. It was so much fun. So much energy.
Fun.
And the band. Yeah. You got to love the band nerds over there playing. They're so fun.
Sure.
Yeah.
Especially in a...
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, when you go to a high school football game, the bands are outside playing. When it's in a gym, there's something about that. It's almost like...
And it's echoey, and everyone's into it. And
powerful is what
it's
it is.
It's so fun.
Mm. I'll have to let my nephew, because he's actually going to be playing in the band, too. So I'll let him know that.
All right. Yeah. I think band kids are cool. Yep.
So now that I've had some time with Jacqueline, I told you I'm good at reading people. I've got something about Jacqueline that I've picked up on.
What's that?
She would make you uncomfortable because she kisses with her eyes open.
Okay.
What? I have been told that I have pretty good eyes, so, you know.
Well, keep them open then the whole time. Make it weird.
Let me stare into those.
Make it weird.
Stare into those luscious. Those luscious brown eyes of yours, Jacqueline.
Isn't it funny when you are making out and you open your eyes and their eyes are open?
They're staring at you. And then they say, well, you started it.
You were close. They're blue, but, you know.
Ah. Yeah.
Blue, brown eyes. Same
whatever.
Picture.
They're open. That's all he knows.
Let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I'm ready as I can be.
All right. 10 seconds. I don't know about this one. This is either going to be ridiculously easy for you, or it will be very challenging, because we don't know if you're into this or not, but 10 seconds. We need 5 characters that you would find in Star Wars movies. Mm. 5 different characters from Star Wars. 10 seconds. Ready and go.
Chewie, Leia, Darth Vader, Yoda, and Luke Skywalker. And let's see.
Oh, she kept going. See, that's good. She knows the rules. You keep going. I wanted a Han Solo out of you, but it and R2-D2.
I wanted
C-3PO.
R2.
But Jacqueline.
Jacqueline, settle down.
It doesn't matter because you got 5. You're a winner.
Excited.
I will forgive you of your open eye kissing because you're a champ at Rattle Off. All right.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Are you kidding? We appreciate you.
Yes, thank you for calling.
Please hold. I want you to have fun at that basketball game. And
we will have a blast.
Good. No double dribbling, I hope. If you'll just stand by for just a few seconds, Josh will come back and he's going to chat with you about your prize. Okay.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much.
Aw, you're welcome.
Shucks. It was nothing. It was our pleasure.